Mark is on the line. Well, he's using Skype, I guess, because he's calling from Sydney, Australia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Leo. Absolutely using Skype. And hopefully I've got a nice and simple question for you as well.
All right.
Now, for many, many years, I was using the same password for every website I went to.
So was and I. I was using, believe it or not, monkey, the word monkey. The worst password. And in fact, when I look at password lists now, it's often in the top 10.
Sometimes, that's crazy.
Sometimes people want to make it harder, so they go monkey 123.
I guess you could say that password was bananas, but anyway.
Well, it was. But remember, this kind of all snuck up on us, you know, inch by inch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then I heard you talking about LastPass.
Yes.
So that's been my like favorite go-to password manager for many a years. One of the things which I really love about it is I can access it via like multiple computers on a secure website.
That's what I
really,
like about
really
it, too.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's one of its best features. Yeah.
Although with work, I've just stumbled across one password, and I've got a free license for it, which is really cool. Obviously, normally you need to pay for it, but I'm lucky with one of the places that I work for. But the interface for it is really, really awesome, especially if, like, if you're using a Mac.
Yeah, let me. This is a great. So these are the kind of the kings of password vaults. So let me talk about why you want to use a password vault, and then there is one difference between 1Password and LastPass that might incline you. You know, user interface aside, and I like LastPass isn't as pretty as 1Password, but it does do autofilling very well in a lot of environments like Android. 1Password came from the Apple side, the Mac side, and it doesn't quite do it as well on the Android. But I don't hold that against them. But let me talk about there is a significant kind of security difference between the two that I will talk about. So first of all, what is a password vault? The idea simply is, as you point out, having 1Password for all websites is a bad idea, especially as we start to see websites get breached. Your password might leak out. And then what does a bad guy do? Well, they say, hey, I got his password, and they try it on every site. And still, to this day, most people use 1Password because it's easier, 1Password at a time for all sites. Don't do that. You should have a unique password and ideally a long, random password that's a mix of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and punctuation. In other words, something totally unmemorable. Well, that, Leo, that's a terrible idea. How am I supposed to memorize? I have hundreds of passwords. What? So you keep them in a password vault. You let the password vault remember them. You can even let the password vault generate them, and it'll do a better job than you do. And then you only have to remember 1Password. That's the magic password that unlocks the vault. Now, it does create a very, very dangerous single point of failure. If somebody were to get into your vault, they'd get everything. But that's going to be true no matter what you do. If you have a notebook, if you use the same password on every site, whatever it is, you know, there's some vulnerabilities there. And it's better to use these nice, long, strong passwords and have a password vault that is secured properly. And in my opinion, both LastPass and 1Password do a good job of this. But you nailed it when you mentioned the fact that LastPass lets you log into their website and get your password. And the reason is LastPass stores your encrypted, your scrambled password vault on their servers. 1Password does not. And that is a significant difference. Now, admittedly, they're in both cases strongly encrypted. But remember, if a bad guy were to get all of these password vaults somehow or break into LastPass, download the password vaults, and have kind of an infinite amount of time to bang on them, some of them would be broken into. And that's scary because every password's in there. If you didn't have a really good password on your password vault, if you had monkey123 unlocking your password vault, that password vault were somehow stolen by a bad guy, you'd be in trouble because that's one of the first things he'd guess. And now all your passwords are available.
Yep.
So it's a theoretical vulnerability, but it is a vulnerability. And it makes it more convenient, but they store the password on their site. With 1Password, you're required to figure out how you want to get your password vault onto other devices. You can use Dropbox. That's probably even less secure than storing it on LastPass, but you don't have to. They have Wi-Fi sync. What I do with 1Password is I store my password vault on a local cloud storage solution that I own and use, and it's in my house. And so it's encrypted, and it's not a bad guy would have to break into my house to get it. So that is, in my opinion, somewhat more secure. But a lot of people don't want to go through that. And I think that's a theoretical vulnerability and not a real vulnerability. I think LastPass is very well secured. Their servers are well secured. Joe Segrist, the guy who wrote LastPass, is a wizard and really did a good job in every respect. So I think you could use either one with impunity. But there is a significant technical difference between them that for a hardcore security person might say, I don't want that password vault stored anywhere that I don't control. So now, is that answer, your question? That's a significant thing.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, certainly one of the things I like is having that flexibility. So if I go to a work computer, I can actually...
It's all there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Versus what I'm finding with 1Password is I don't quite have that same level of flexibility.
Right.
Although having said that, I can manually enter the password, so it might not be the end of the world, but it just adds a little bit of extra time to the process.
But these are exactly the right questions. And there is a trade-off between security and convenience. We know that. Easier to use often means less secure. This is a good example. It is much more convenient for LastPass to store your password vault. It's technically less secure. Is that an issue? I don't think so, because I trust LastPass to secure their systems. But you are having to trust them a little bit more. With 1Password, you can keep that vault to yourself, secure it somewhere. Synchronize it via Wi-Fi, which is a good way to do it. So your phone gets within range of your home system. It will update the passwords. If you don't change passwords a lot or don't sign up for a lot of new sites, that's a good system. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Pick the one that you like the best, that works the best for you. I've used both of them on a regular basis. I've tried every one of them because I want to make sure that I'm up to date on which one. I won't say which one I use as my personal choice because I don't want to sway anybody. But I would say you'd be fine with either one of those.
But the one thing I'll say to everyone is, remember, don't use the same password for everything.
Right. Yeah. And,
that's one thing.
That's a terrible thing to do. And both 1Password and LastPass have validation. They have a security check that you can run. And that's one of the things they'll warn you about. And they'll warn you. They'll say, hey, you're using this password on 3 other sites. Do you think you really should? And that's a great thing to at least make you think about that.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, I'm so glad you're listening in Sydney, one of my favorite towns in the world. I love it.
It was good when you were down here. We
had a good time
as well.
Yeah. Time to go back, I think.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mark. Great to talk to you.
Cool. Thanks for
you. Yeah, I appreciate it. This, I hate to get too much into the weeds on these because any password vault is better than nothing. Basically, what you're doing right now, if you're not using a password vault, is the most dangerous, either writing it down, putting it on a post-it note on your computer, or more likely using the same password over and over again. That's what most of us do. And that is not safe. That is really not safe. So that's why I don't care what password vault you use, any password vault is going to be a massive improvement in your security. We're going to get past this. This is a temporary... Passwords are a bad idea. Everybody agrees. Everybody's looking at ways to get around this. It's all about authentication, isn't it? It's all about proving you are who you say you are. And there are better and better ways to do this, including fingerprints and things like that. This will be just a bad memory soon. But for now, get a password vault.